Next up on the teleconference is Wisconsin linebacker Vince Beagle. Beagle is a three-time academic All-Big Ten selection and one of the leaders of the Badgers defense, recording 31 tackles, including 13 tackles for loss and 3 sacks. Vince, thanks for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments on this weekend's Big Ten championship game, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on. Looking forward to the opportunity to play a talented Penn State team. Was able to break down some film already on those guys. A very talented team, and we couldn't be more excited and looking forward to the opportunity to play them. Being leaders is something that you always work for the whole season. So for that to come into fruition and be able to put ourselves in position to be the Big Ten West champions and represent ourselves down in Indy is going to be a good deal.
Thanks, Vince. Now let's take some questions from the media.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your touch tone phone. And our first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Vince. You guys, as a program, have gone to the Big Ten championship game 4 times in the last 6 years, and it's been with 3 different head coaches. I know there's been a lot of coaching turnover during your career. But what does it say about the culture or the program there where you guys were able to continue winning at a high level?
Absolutely. I think you hit the head. I've been in the program now for my 5th season, and I've been with in the Big Ten championship game with Brett Bielema. I've been in with Gary Anderson, and I've now been with Paul Chryst. And, with those 3 head coaches, multiple position coaches and strength coaches, I think the one constant that has remained the same within Wisconsin is the culture here. And that culture, that hardworking attitude, like we talk about in the locker room, the smart, tough, dependable, is what continues to make Wisconsin great, not just now, but for years to come.
And when the previous 2 coaches left, some of the comments they made it seem like they weren't sure that Wisconsin could win a national title there. Just wondering what you think about that, and do you feel like you've proven anyone wrong with what you've done this year?
I think, Gary Anderson and Brett Bielema leaving, I think there's some, obviously some personal things that went along with that, and I can't speak on that. But what I can speak on is from the standpoint of Wisconsin being competitive and competing for a national championship. And you see that this year. I think Wisconsin is a team that competes for the national championship every single year and will continue to compete for the national championship every year. And we got a guy, Coach Paul Chryst, who believes in that model and that mindset. And, I think we're fortunate to have him on board and have him as our head coach and our leader on our team. And with that culture and the culmination of Coach Chryst and, who he comes from. He's a Wisconsin guy, born, raised here in Madison, Wisconsin, played here. It's a winning recipe.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Sean Keeler with Land of 10.
Hey, Vince. I know you've been asked this a lot locally, too, and so I appreciate you humoring me. The whole mullet, the style of hair thing, the whole road warrior thing, where did that start, and how flattered are you that it's taken off with high school kids in Wisconsin? Think that's cool.
Yeah, the mullet has been a hot commodity this year. I actually started it back in 2014. I kind of started my crazy haircuts. And then last year I kind of switched to a kind of a mohawk, faux hawk type deal. And then this year I thought it was only right, me being a senior my last year in Madison, Wisconsin, to sport the good-looking mullet again this year. And, it's been fun. I mean, I've had a lot of fun with it. I know my teammates have. It's, I think it's kind of rubbed off on it. We actually have a few more mullets on our team this year. And it was fun for me to watch the state high school football championship games held at Camp Randall, the state of Wisconsin. Divisions ranging from Division I and Division VII. I saw teams with all kinds of crazy mullet haircuts, mohawks, and it was, it was really a dream come true to be a positive influence on the kids and to have kind of a fun thing like that. It's as a kid who grew up in Wisconsin, those are things you dream about, and it's truly a blessing to play here and to kind of have fun with the fans and the kids back home and here in Wisconsin as well.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Rich Scarsella with Reading Eagle.
Hey, Vince. Vince, I was just wondering, when Coach Wilcox came aboard, what's been the biggest difference he's made this year?
Yeah, you know, I think when Coach Wilcox, when Wilcox came on board in the spring, you know, when his first sit-down conversation with him was, listen to me, Vince, you guys done a good job in the past. Dave Aranda, we were one of the top-ranked defenses in the country. He said, I'm not going to come here and try to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to continue to build upon what you guys did well last year and the years before. And then I'm also going to kind of put my own flavor on it and what made, you know, me as a defensive coordinator who I am. And I think that kind of evolution of, you know, what we did great in the past and what he did well in the past has made the 2016 Badger defense, I think, what it is today, and it's a special one. You know, I think we're extremely fortunate to have Coach Wilcox on board. He's a smart and savvy defensive coach, and, you know, I think we really – you know, listen to Coach Wilcox well. We interact with him well. He's a player's coach. And we are excited and thankful to have him on board with us leading the 2016 Badger defense.
And, Vince, if I can ask you, have you seen much film of Penn State? And what are your thoughts when you see their offense?
Yeah, I was able to break down some film yesterday and a little bit this morning. And from what the early flavor, you need to kind of get a flavor of what they are and kind of a vibe and a sense of who they are. And the overwhelming sense of how I feel they are is they're a big play team. And, you know, I know they have the most offensive plays, 25 or more in the Big Ten. You know, I think that starts with a talented wide receiver, a big and very talented tight end, a quarterback who's a dual threat guy who can hurt you both with his arm and both with his legs. And then obviously a very talented running back as well. So, you know, they got a lot of weapons on their offense, you know, that we'll have to account for. But and I'm excited about the weapons that we have on defense to kind of diffuse and facilitate those guys on the offense. So we got our work cut out for us. But you know, I think we're facing a talented Penn State offense. And, again, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And our final question comes from the line of Frank Bodani with York Daily Records.
Vince, I wonder if you could tell me just a little bit about the work you did growing up with your family. How do you think mm-hmm. that has kind of filtered through to maybe even football, work ethic, discipline? What kind of player you are today?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you touched on, I grew up on a cranberry farm in central Wisconsin. It's been our family for over 100 years. It's on my mom's side, and it's a very big part of not just who I am, but of who our family is. And, you know, I think anybody who comes from a farming family knows that there's a lot of hard work, sacrifice, and dedication that goes into being a farmer. And, you know, I think my parents did a great job of raising not just myself, my brother Hayden and my sister Rochelle, and our family of hard work and taking responsibility and taking a task and understanding and going out there and doing the best you can and knowing that it's not just – you're not just doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for the betterment of the team or your family. So, you know, I think that, you know, that growing up on a farm really – translates well to being a football player because it's a team effort, and at times it's not the most glamorous being a, you know, growing up on a farm family, you know, there's not at times the most glamorous. And just like football, the off season is at times in the weight room, the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into it is not at times glamorous. But when the fruit of your labor comes into fruition, the season, the, you know, being able to be Big Ten West champions, when that all comes, and when that comes to harvest time, you know, be harvest cranberries, and when that comes in the culmination of our season being successful, it's all worth it. And, you know, I couldn't be more thankful to be a part of a great university here at the University of Wisconsin, to have great coaches around with Paul Chris and his staff, and also Barry Alvarez, what he's done here at the university. So I have a lot to be thankful for, and I'm excited to kind of put my last stamp here at the University of Wisconsin, and I think it really really steps back and stems from being a part of that hardworking cranberry growing family.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Vince, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Guys, thanks for your time.